This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, we're also running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter, that's at BFM Radio, because we're asking you, which do you prefer of these choices? UMNO Bersatu, UMNO Pas, these are tie-ups, by the way. So UMNO and Bersatu tie-up and UMNO Pas tie-up, neither or don't care. And why we're asking this is because former Deputy Prime Minister Dato Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, who's facing 87 charges for alleged corruption, he's voiced his dissatisfaction over complaints about his return to the top post in UMNO.
Yeah, he also said that UMNO and Barisan Nasional would never join Parti Pribumi Bersatu as long as PH accepts DAP and cooperates with DAP.
Now, this comes after Dr. Mahathir invited all Malay parties, including UMNO, to join Bersatu in an effort to unite the Malays. The Bersatu chairman said that he found more and more Malay parties were being formed, which actually reduced the potential of Malay parties to win the elections.
So for more insights into the landscape of Malay politics, let's speak with Amir Farid, Director of Strategy from KRA Group. Thank you for joining us, Amir. Now, what are your thoughts on Zahid and his return to helm UMNO?
The return of Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid is not surprising. He has hinted it a few times, but it is also interesting to see him returning at the helm of UMNO with 87 charges piled up against him. But yet, that's another sign that the embattled president of the party is emboldened to carry on his fight. Zahid returns to a more stable party, a party which had won three straight by-elections in the peninsula, and a party which is more comfortable cooperating closely with its one-time arch-rival PAS. I think UMNO is more confident, as I said, in opposition than it was before Zahid took his leave of absence, and it cemented itself on politics on the right. Finances of the party are in much better shape, especially, of course, after the sale of assets. The direction of party is clearer, as I said, moving to the right. The membership and grassroots are intact, and the grassroots are, in fact, very much emboldened. Again, the move to the right is inevitable with Zahid at the helm. Secondly, in my opinion, that the UMNO old guards, the tainted ones, the ones who are facing corruption charges, look like they're here to stay at least in the foreseeable future. And at this point in time, it looks like Zahid and former Prime Minister and former President of the party, Dato' Sri Najib, look like they're joined at the hips now. The package is indeed heavy for the party to carry collectively, I feel. Moreover, whether these old guards will be able to reform the party remain to be seen, but most likely it will be same old, same old. We will see more of the same things, and whether that is a winning electoral strategy, that is, to me, highly unlikely. Thirdly, in terms of UMNO as UMNO MPs, UMNO as a voting bloc in parliament with the return of Zahid will be less fractured, in my opinion, more united and consolidated. But of course, there will be attempts to woo them according to specific interests.
And what about names like Dato' Sri Mohamad Hassan as well as Rumbau MP Khairi Jamaluddin? What do you think of them?
In terms of what will happen to Tokmat, who was the acting president when Dato' Sri Zahid was on a leave of absence, he is still the deputy president of the party. And I'm sure he will continue to play an important role in pushing for reforms, the top leadership and within the party, within the Supreme Council. But one thing that I want to stress out, at the end of the day, it is about the game of numbers. And the game of numbers is played in parliament. If you're not a member of parliament and you don't have control of the MP caucus, it is difficult to play in that game. As for YB Khairi Jamaluddin, he sure has his following within the party. Although he is not an office bearer of UMNO at the moment, he is still the MP for Rumbau. And from what I see, he still gets invited to officiate party division meetings of the wings, which always within UMNO as a party is an indicator of popularity of the personalities in the party.
And speaking of old guards, let's shift our attention to Tun Mahathir and his invitation for UMNO members to join Bersatu. Now, what do you make of it?
Okay, firstly, the political realities on the ground are beginning to present a big challenge, I feel, to the Pakatan Harapan government, especially on the Malay ground. With more Malay political parties being set up, of course, Tun Dr. Mahathir, as the grandmaster of Malay and Malaysian politics, he's just being practical. His message is clear, consolidate, or you're just wasting your time. The PH government still has a mandate of at least most close to 4 years now until the next election. It's either you work together with the government if you want to see change, or you work against the government and see no progress being made. In terms of appeal, I believe the appeal now to the Malay parties of this invitation is not as great as it was, say, 6 months ago, especially in from the perspective of UMNO and PAS, where they have begun to understand each other better and the cooperation is much better now than, say, it was six months a year ago. Moreover, the Malay ground has shifted more towards the right, and it is going to be tough if the opposition Malay parties were to accept this invitation by Dr. Mahathir and shift over. On one hand, it will definitely stabilize Pakatan government standing on the Malay ground, but it would also be detrimental to the political fabrics within Pakatan Harapan, and it would not be a very good thing as for the role of opposition as check and balance in Malaysian politics and democracy.
Thank you so much, Amir. And that was Amir Farid at KRA Group. And it's a very interesting dilemma that we're faced with here, right? Because on the one hand, I can see Tun Mahathir's point here. As Amir pointed out, he's being practical. If he's telling opposition parties, if you do want to see change, join us, and then, you know, we can actually push forward these changes together. But at the same time, I vehemently disagree, because I feel like the whole point of an accountable government is one of the key tenets is that you have to have a strong opposition. And if you invite the opposition to join the government, then that automatically cancels out that effect. So what is you will wind up with the same situation that we had in days long past.
The other thing I cannot quite understand is this the revival of Zahid and Najib within the UMNO party, right? I mean, these are the leaders that lost the elections in May last year, but it seems like they're back again, and if anything, back in power again, and even stronger.
Facing corruption charges.
Yeah, despite facing corruption charges. Is it an Asian thing that leaders never go away?
Well, if we take a look at it, Tun Mahathir himself also yeah. refused to actually step out of the limelight, although he, I guess, didn't actually lose. His initial elections. He stepped down. All right, now we're coming up on the 7:30 news, and after that, more international stories for you. So be sure to keep it here on The Morning Run at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.